I know you, all you guys got the info about Mike, so I really don't have much to add about that, but I did talk to him earlier, and it's business as usual here at Everbank, so we're moving ahead.
How's he doing? How
he seemed to be doing pretty good. I look forward to having him back in here tomorrow.
Yeah. When did he leave here?
No, I'm not sure about that. I was informed this morning, earlier this morning, and then I talked to him a little bit shortly after that. But, you know, look forward to getting him back in here tomorrow. You know, as for the game, you know, we're disappointed. You know, we started fast and on both sides of the ball did some good things, and then pretty much the game turned in the third quarter. We weren't able to really get anything going on offense substantially, and defensively they were able to run the ball for a couple of drives and get some scores, and we settled down defensively there in the fourth quarter, but the damage had been done. And so, you know, we just got to learn from it. Coach is doing a great job right now, coaching these guys up on the corrections, what needs to get fixed, so we can move forward to Miami. So that's pretty much where it is.
Did you guys do that 12:30 schedule?
Yeah, we did. We met as scheduled. I handled the meeting, updated the players on the situation. Everyone was poised and patient, and we went through the meeting. Start off with the special teams, and then we broke up offense and defense like we always do.
Okay. Was Mike here this morning? Was actually in the building?
Yes, he was.
He came here and then didn't feel good.
Yeah, he came here, didn't feel well, went down to the training room, and then they took it from there.
A couple guys said after the game yesterday that in the second half the Jets came out with some unscouted looks. Mm-hmm. Some new looks. Can you sort of elaborate what they did there?
Yeah, they did a good job with some scheme runs. We gave those guys some different looks in the first half, and they were scrambling a little bit trying to figure out something that would work in the run game. They countered back in the third quarter with some counters and some things like that, and it took us a little bit to settle down and get those fixed, and we were able to get those corrected and pretty much shut it down for the remainder of the game. But there were a couple drives there that started close to midfield where they were able to get some runs going.
So it was mostly just blocking scheme, not a personnel change?
Not so much personnel, a little bit, but mostly just fitting the run game in terms of the blocking schemes, things like that. And so, you know, with the good running teams, you know, guys that know what they're doing up front, it just takes one misfit here and there, and they're out the gate. And so that's what happened. But like I told those guys a little bit ago, to their credit, and the coaches during the game, everyone was poised, everyone was calm. We took a look at the pitchers, got the information, and then we were able to go back out there and figure out how to get them stopped. So that was a positive.
First time that Pendleton's gotten some playing time.
Yep.
How'd he do?
Big Juice did well. We were happy to get him some reps in the game. He's worked extremely hard in practice. You know, you feel good about a guy like that that's come in, and his approach is just, he's all business. And he earned that opportunity to play yesterday, so we look forward to seeing him in there maybe a little bit more.
What'd you call him?
Big Juice.
Big Juice?
Yeah.
Where did you get that from?
I think he got that out of the weight room, and so we just picked up on that.
You know what it stands for?
I do not know. It sounds good. He's big.
In this day and age, we're juice doesn't sound weight room.
I think it was Big Juicy. It was Big Juicy, and then I shortened it up. But I tell you what, that play he made on that nudge fire zone, it just shows what he can do. You know, with speed off the edge, he dipped, he turned the corner, and he finished at the quarterback. And that's something that we really need. He's a pro. He's relentless in practice. He does a great job with his practice tempo. He's a veteran guy. He knows what's going on in there. The guys love him. And so I think it's a good fit for us.
Why is the sack production as low as it is? I mean, you've watched enough tape now. Yeah. What's your theory on it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's just one of those things where, in terms of coordinated pass rush, it's not always as coordinated as it needs to be. Sometimes the coverage is not as good enough to ask the quarterback to hold the ball, make the quarterback hold the ball, and really. It comes down to trying to get pressure on the quarterback by four-man rush or five-man rush. And it's tough, you know, when you're you have to pick, you know, from a cover standpoint, do we want to play zone and try to get there with four? Sometimes you can get there, sometimes you can't. And then if you can't do that, then you say you have to pressure. You take one guy to coverage and you put more pressure on those guys in coverage to hold up one-on-one outside. And so sometimes it's a cat and mouse game. It depends on what we can get done from their protection standpoint, who we have up ready to go in the game. And really, it's not as good as we want it to be, but I think you can see, you've seen, you know, what a guy like Babin can do for you. You know, he can give you some rush off the edge. You get some pocket presence, and you can speed up the quarterback quite a bit. So I don't think it's just one thing that you can point to, but we're just not good enough in that category overall.
One thing that Coach Malarkey's talked about this season is how the team hasn't gotten too low. They've stayed consistent.
Yeah.
They've kept pushing through. What's kind of the attitude that you've seen from your guys?
Well, the guys, first of all, they care about the football team. They're a team first outfit, and they don't quit. And so they're very resilient. It's an overall positive attitude. Guys are disappointed when we don't win. I think everyone is. There's no doubt about that. But the guys have enough maturity to understand that they have to bounce back and get ready for the next one. And they know it's really a matter of day-to-day preparation, staying focused, you know, throughout the week, and then getting ready to go for the next one. And guys continue to play hard for the program, you know, for each other, for their families. And I think it's just a credit to them and the coaches as well. They feed off the coaching staff, and the coaches stay very, very positive. We're always encouraged when we go into a game. And I think we always feel like we have a chance to win every time we go out there. And it's just a matter of if we play well enough. And it comes down to execution. And so, and that's no different this week. The guys were very, very positive today. You know, today is a big day. You know, you got to get them back. You know, you got to watch the tape. You got to make the corrections. Guys got to have tough skin. You got to do a great job teaching. And then you move on to the next one. And so it was a very business-like approach today. Guys were tuned in. And I don't expect any different from these guys moving forward. They always play hard.
Now, when you watch the tape, you get a backup running back getting seven straight carries for 46 yards to getting the touchdown. I mean, as a defensive coordinator, I mean, how can you not look at that tape and not get really, really angry?
Well, you know, it's disappointing when it happens, and obviously it was a concern during the game. And so, you know, it was one of those things where you say, what do we have to do to get it fixed? You make the adjustments and you get it corrected. And then you look at the tape the next day and say, hey, it was a misfit here or a misfit there, and then you get that correct and you move on. But it doesn't do anyone any good to get totally frustrated to the point where you can't put some perspective on the deal. And what's important right now is that you get it fixed and you move on to the next one. And so am I disappointed? Yeah. Do I like to see guys, teams run the football? I do not. Okay, what are we going to do about it? Okay, that's the most important thing. And that's to make the corrections, understand where we misfit, what we need to do better, and then move on to the next one. That's been our approach, and that's not going to change.
Oh, as a follow-up, so you're saying it was more a misfit than it was effort?
No, it's not. It's absolutely not a matter of effort. The guys are playing extremely hard. Guys are physical. Guys are giving it everything they have, and as you can see, we were able to get the ball back there in the fourth quarter, you know, a couple times, stopping the run and getting off the field and giving us a chance there at the end. So there's no lack of effort with these guys, and if there was, I'll be the first one to tell you.
Is that what happens when teams, you know, tank at the end of the year and get blown out 50 to nothing and that sort of thing? Guys stop giving effort?
You know, I don't know. I've never been on a team like that, you know, so I don't know what that feels like to have guys
you ever
tank.
Seen it on the other side?
You know, maybe in retrospect, looking back, maybe that's happened. But, you know, in terms of our guys, you know, that's not even part of the equation. And that's not even part of the thinking. That's not on the drill down menu at all. I mean, these guys are completely all in and 100% into what we're doing. And they have a tremendous amount of pride. I mean, I answered some of these same questions a year ago. And then nothing's changed. Guys are going to play hard. It really just comes down to execution and winning one-on-one out there. And when we do well. When we don't, and it's not good enough. It's very simple.
You made a very interesting comment there. You said, yeah, same questions last year, nothing has changed. When does it change?
Well, in terms of the effort, questions about the effort. is the effort there? And in terms of what I see, it's great effort on the field.
But the running game, what we're doing is the Bills also broke down.
Yeah.
You say look at the tape, fixed it. Obviously, it didn't get fixed.
Yeah.
What do you do against Miami to get it fixed?
Well, we'll put together a game plan and we'll rep those runs and we'll practice them and we'll get ready to line up and play. You know, there's no guarantees. We got to go out there and execute. But I mean, it's the same thing week out. Everyone has firepower. Those guys, they have great coaches. They have great players and we have to execute. And when we don't, I mean, there's no excuses, no explanations. I don't have an excuse why it didn't happen. The bottom line is we didn't get it done. They made more plays than we made, and so, the question is, what do we do now? And that's make the corrections, then move on to the next one.
Russell Allen's made a ton of tackles this
year.
Does that match his performance? Has he played above expectations?
Yeah, Russ has been. He's done a good job in there. You know, he's very, very dependable. He plays a lot of plays. He's also called upon to play special teams at some point. And so, he's rugged in there. He gives us everything he's got. He's developed into a pretty solid player for us. You know, here's a guy that's come in, undrafted, and has worked himself into a pretty good player for us. And you know exactly what you're going to get from him week in and week out.
What's Mike Harris's upside?
Excuse me?
Can he be a starter at some point this week?
That remains to be seen. But I like Mike because he's instinctive. He's got pretty good awareness. The game is not too big for him. He's never too high or too low. He's got a pretty good arm span, so he's able to get his hands on some balls and he can cover guys up pretty good. And he's one of our better tacklers in our secondary at this point. And I think we've seen that this season. So he's a young guy that he keeps his mouth shut. He works extremely hard. And he's a guy that we've come to trust out there. And so I think he's playing pretty solid, and I expect him to get better.
Bill, defensively, is there anything this defense is doing better than it did last season? And then secondly, what are your theories on the drop-off? Is it just Daryl Smith injuries, what else we got?
Yeah, I think we can sum that up maybe at the end of the season after we take a look at it and see. We have one of the things I think that's a positive for us is we have very, very few mental errors. And that's one thing that we harp on week in and week out. In terms of being where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to do in terms of assignments, guys know where they need to be. And I think that's a positive. But again, I mean, there's no excuses, no explanations for, why something isn't getting done, why we're not as good. No, the bottom line right now is we got to focus on this next game. Preparation is going to be key, and then we'll just add it up at the end.
If effort's fine, there's no mental errors, that kind of just leaves talent, doesn't it?
Well, I didn't say there's no mental errors. There's fewer mental errors than the year before.
So if there's fewer mental errors than the year before,
yeah, but it really does come down to execution. It's not just one area, one guy. And really, it's a game of inches. One or two plays here or there can make the difference. Swing and momentum, field position, points on or off the board. And so the margins are very, very slim. And so we've been close times, but close is not good enough. And so we just got to continue to work to get over the hump.
Are you in contact about Wisconsin?
You know what? I have talked to Coach Alvarez. I was in his first recruiting class in 1990, and so I'm very close with Coach Alvarez, and we've stayed in touch over the years, and we talk from time to time. But there's nothing there really to report, and it's nothing more than that.
What did you talk to him about the opening? Job opening? Is he going to interview you for?
Well, there's really not an interest on my part at this time, and so and that's kind of where it is right now. But yeah, I have talked to Coach Alvarez.
You're not interested in the head coach
at
Wisconsin
at this time?
I mean, until the season. You mean until season ends?
I tell you what, I've got my hands full right here, and so we're just going to take it one day at a time. But have I talked to Coach Alvarez? Yes, I have.
When was that?
That was on Friday evening.
And he didn't offer you the job?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Will he be a college head coach at some point?
You know, that has not been part of my thinking. And that's really not my focus right now. And so, really right now, it's all about Miami.
Would you prefer to be a head coach of the NFL than college?
Really right now, I don't have a preference in terms of any of that right now. It really comes down to this football team right now, today, and then we'll just go from there. But there's really no news there.